I am
Oh no,
recording.
not hiccups and burps.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm good. I'm just gonna put my hands up and relax while you guys open the channel and get the show ready, and then I'm good.
Did you see that that mystery straw thing they had on Shark Tank to cure the hiccups?
No, I don't watch Shark Tank. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it had there's some special straw. You buy the straw, you drink through said straw, instantly cures hiccups.
Hmm.
Buy it at your local, you know, retailer of choice. I have no idea what it was called.
Hmm.
Hiccup straw. Shark Tank.
I bet if you Googled hiccup straw.
Hiccup straw. Yep. Mm-hmm. you can barely get it on Amazon. It's called the Hickaway.
Okay.
The original natural remedy proven to stop hiccups instantly as seen on Shark Tank. Can you paste images into this thing? Yeah. There you go. There's the Hickaway magic straw.
Oh.
Bargain for $14. It's totally worth it to you for $14.
Right. Well, the packaging tells me that I'm targeting, you know, parents of young children who, you know, don't understand the concept of drinking a glass of water or holding your breath or distracting yourself so your hiccups, you're less focused on the hiccups, that sort of thing.
I did not see who was first. It was either Fofobos or Owen Sartain. I don't know.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base?
Third base! Woo!
I don't want to give anybody some hollow victories, but I feel like the old man has racked up plenty of trophies, and I can give this one to Fofobos.
He's the one person who actually wants to listen to this show every week and, you know, go back and listen to it multiple times. I don't know. This show is like, you know, Little League nowadays. Everyone gets a participation trophy. I mean, that's what we give Ian for being on this show.
Yeah, that's what I would give everybody. They can get whatever accolades they want for listening to us. I support that.
All right. We have anything ready to go, or are we ready to go?
Yeah, you got a whole show to talk about cool stuff that I don't know about, and I'll be surprised the whole time.
Talk about chest hair.
Talk about
crazy cool medallions. Living it up on the American Talk Show. Talk to me. Talk to me, Robin. Talk to your brother.
Do you have anything to say on this subject? No. No, I don't.
I miss those. They were gold every time.
They were definitely silly.
I saw Lorne announce that he's got, you know, a whole new slew of young people coming at us this season.
Who?
Lorne Michaels for the SNL.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
No, I thought you said Lord, and I was like, what's she up to? She's an okay musician.
I am Lord. Lord.
I saw that, like, half of the featured players are being moved up to full-time cast. Some of the full-time cast quietly disappeared without any fanfare. So, despite... Who did we see leave at the end? Pete? Kyle?
80.
80 and...
Kate.
Not Kristen Wiig. Kate McKinnon, yes. I think Melissa V and Senor also left the show.
No.
And hold on, I'll help you out, Craig. You don't even need to react. Aristotle Atari also left the show. Who's that? Ah, he was just one of the featured players. He never got on the show, Craig. Oh, I never heard of him. I know you didn't. Don't worry about it. He's not on the show anymore.
I actually know the name just from the opening credits, but I can't tell you a single character he's ever played.
I don't think he has any. I don't think he has a recurring character.
I just remember them, you know, catching that name, you know, and they're like, and featuring Aristotle Atari. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah. Yep, and you think, hey, he's going to be in this episode. But then he's like, I'm not in this episode.
Yeah. Who are you kidding?
Yeah.
Here's some more Edie Bryant.
So the last, I don't know if it was the last time I got to visit with you guys, the episode that Benedict Cumberbatch hosted was on.
Yes.
And yeah, you fell asleep immediately. Ray and Karen hung out until the news. And I was like, okay, because I had remembered the show being funnier than I thought. And up through the news, it had been okay. And none of the sketches that I had remembered were there. Although I did like that where they're reviewing the ice cream flavors. And he and Heidi are like, they're dressed up like.
Yeah, it's like the smell of the barnyard on a wet summer day.
Right. Just like that. This tastes just like that. And it's ridiculous. Yeah, I love that sketch. But the sketch where, Cecily keeps fainting and kicking hot soup into people's faces and things like that. That sketch came on. And then the other one was about the fully reclining toilet.
Yes.
Both of those sketches.
The best part is
absolutely cracked me
up. They're in the British mansion or whatever. And they just keep telling the poor butler to keep bringing more and more different kinds of hot soup.
Please bring a whole carafe of piping hot soup. Piping hot soup it is, sir. that was a funny sketch. All right. Now you may start the show.
Welcome, True Believers. That's not even how the show starts. Greeting, True Believers. That's how it starts. Welcome to the 353rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig.
Sorry.
We got Ray. Hello.
Hello.
I'm back and I'm totally fine now. Sorry, I was doing other things, getting ready for the show, so I hadn't clicked on Discord in a little bit, and I didn't realize the bottom picture was a GIF, and watching him do that is funny every time. Someone needs to post things and make this GIF go away.
the hot soup.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch is falling. It's hilarious. Okay, I'm better.
All right.
I think I'm totally here now. I'm ready to participate.
Let me in. This is the week of 9/14 to 9/21. What do we got here? Over in your 5-day 4-star crack!
Ah, hot soup!
Piping hot soup!
Of the Titans.
Ray, there's your episode title, Piping Hot Soup. On the 9th, you had Miles versus Spider-Woman. Did you Miles yourself to victory?
You betcha.
All right.
He can turn invisible. He can punch you. He can do lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
Stun you. Yep.
Was that this morning? I think it was this morning.
Yes.
You have Romper Stomper.
Hydra Stomper?
Yeah.
Ugh. Brutal.
Versus the Hulkbuster. I think I had to play it 3 times.
What do you have him at, Ian?
Unwinnable. Poop house.
He's okay. On poop house.
Oh, yeah. Because my 355, not so much.
Was not the correct build?
Sure, we can blame that. turns out Hawkbuster busts Romper Stomper as well. He just kept punching me in the face.
Busts Hulk-sized robots as well as, yeah. Yeah, there's just no way I can keep black and red at bay long enough to chisel my way through that.
Yeah, that one's gonna be rough for you.
I'm done. I tried today. I'm out.
I only tried once, so we'll give it another whirl tomorrow.
Yeah, like I said, I took 3 tries before I got it, because it seemed like no matter what I do, he seemed to conjure up an unlimited amount of red and black and just kept beefing himself up and punching me in the face, and I was like, "Did you stop that?" All right. Number next is Drax versus Josh Brolin. Oh, you got to fully cover Drax. You're in good shape.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet that Ian won this last time.
Yeah, I feel very optimistic about that upcoming. There's no reason Drax shouldn't be able to stop any variety of Thanos.
All right, in Storyland, in case you missed the hunt, and then you missed the hunt, we're going to talk about the hunt.
Okay.
All right, so the hunt.
Tell me more.
The hunt's running. That'll get you Spider-Man, Ant-Man, some Adam Warlock shards. Placement there.
I remember Adam Warlock.
Yeah, I was surprised. Like, I got to use him, and I'm like, what does he do? And what I have him in is I can heal myself. That's what he can do. That's the only thing I've got is
he's a healing machine. Yeah.
And then placement there gets you Reptile and some Doom.
Doom.
Nice. Also a healing machine.
Yeah, he is.
Operation Spider Silk is also running now in overlap. That'll get you Falcon, Reptile, Doom. Placement there is Nova and some Chasm shards.
Nice.
And if you have not finished your Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. for the Reptile, you should finish your Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. for the Reptile.
Can I just say that I am not a fan of running two PvEs over top of each other? At first I was like, whatever, I'll just play whatever I play, and, you know, whatever I don't get to, I don't get to. Like, that's just kind of my attitude usually. But as it turns out, I got so wrapped up in trying to complete the notes, I forgot what time it was. I nearly missed a meeting today, so... This is not really MPQ's fault. It's totally my fault, but still.
That's great. That's weird. That was the total opposite direction I was expecting. You're like, I thought I'd be neutral about it, but you know what the issue is? Too much fun.
It was, it's a lot. Like, I'm not completing either one, I don't think. Like,
Right.
But whatever. I already played the hunt the first time it was on, so.
Yeah. In PvP land, you got 4 days to finish up the, Simulator, if you haven't done that yet. Get your Oscorp Spidey there. What do we call him? Glider Man? Yeah,
Glider Man.
Glider Man. Glides wherever a glider can. Current PvP is Jet Set Go. That'll get you Psylocke and Nova. Placement there is Carol and Ye Old First Avenger. In the news, there will be news tomorrow on Thursday. There's no news today.
Okay. Is this still about the Royal Mind Palace?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no?
I messed that up. It's about the changes to the Deadpool Daily Quest, apparently.
Oh.
So despite what you have written
ignore
here,
my notes, I was incorrect. That's correct.
Okay. Wait, something's happening? Is this all top secret? Were you not allowed to say what you just said? We don't have any top secret information, so I don't know that it can be top secret.
Yeah, we haven't gotten top secret information for a long time.
Right. And I would not promote top secret information if we had it.
That's true.
I'll just wait for tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, I had assumed it was going to be the new character because they haven't, you know, said who it is yet. But apparently I was incorrect about the changes. Samurai clearly says they talked about it in the Q&A last month, which apparently I did not read.
Yeah, there was something about the Daily Deadpool going to the crash going to 7 days once a week instead of every 5 days. And there was some other stuff we talked about, but I don't remember.
Apparently Samurai says, I told him I wasn't going to read it. Well, you're right, I didn't read it. All right, so let's move on. What do we got this week then? Let's have one bit of news just to make Ray's brain hurt.
Ow.
Oh, man, that game Sunday.
Success.
What a disaster that was.
Oh, I thought this was news for Ray.
No, I just wanted to talk football so Ray would be sad.
I was going to say, I'm having a reasonable time on the show, so rather than me move forward angry...
we can just move on?
Or at least just be on the same page that if you have a turnover differential of +7 in favor of your team and you still can't pull out a win, you're the worst offense in the NFL.
Yes, you are not wrong.
By far.
However, the defense was dynamite.
Unbelievably good.
Minkah Fitzpatrick, he was like, this is my game.
Was worth that first round pick times 5.
You are correct. I was incorrect about him when that first happened. You were 100% correct about that.
Yeah, that was dope. But yes, would I happily take a loss? And if it meant bring back Cam Hayward, bring back TJ Watt, and bring back Najee Harris, 100% yes.
Yeah, but man, crazy. All right, let's...
Yeah, it was a hard, stressful watch.
Yeah. All right, we can move on now.
That many doinks and... Yeah. When they were... Now you've got me too...
Just
when
you see
too deep into
it. When you see a PAT blocked, that never happens.
But again, when they...
Stupid referees.
Absolutely needlessly promote it before it happens, it totally discredits football for me.
Yeah. Well, and also,
when
and
someone's
also
about to kick a field goal and the two announcers spend 5 minutes talking about the long snapper and how he's feeling, I was like, oh, they're planning on blocking this? And then it was mysteriously blocked. I was like, listen, I know a long snapper isn't useless and everybody has a very specialized skill, but to bring that up on the chance that the long snapper is going to choke, I was like, come on.
Well, it's just when we had the game won and then the referees decided that they were going to conjure up penalties like there's nobody's business in the last few seconds of the game.
They were working on an overtime hard.
My favorite was the one where Minkah gets called for unnecessary roughness and they wouldn't even show it on the screen. Somehow,
it didn't happen.
Somehow there were no angles, zero camera angles that captured this penalty. I'm like, there's 75 cameras on the field. No one saw this happen, but this one referee saw it.
Right. All right. Sorry about that, right? We're back. Well, I'm not back. I got to get ready for this next segment.
Yes, because this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Patsy goes to hell. Cat.
That's solid. Let's talk about Hellcat, the 4-star character, yellow, red, and purple. Let's see what she's up to. I remember her doing some stuff. She was a okay utility character. Let's see what she's up to. Yellow, cost 7 yellow AP. Create a one turn black repeater. Return a one turn black repeater tile that improves friendly strike attack protect tiles by 9. While one of these tiles is on the board, friendly powers cost 1 less to a minimum of 3. And it improves them up to 38. As it scales up. Nope, I'm sorry, 76 as it scales up. Swipe right. 7 red AP. Select a tile, then destroy all tiles in that tile's row. Destroyed tiles deal damage, but do not generate AP. Create one green strength 19 strike tile. At the maximum level, it creates 3 strength 219 strike tiles. And if you're like me, And you constantly need a reminder, rows are horizontal. Columns are the other direction.
You don't remember that from the video game Columns?
Yes, that's what usually helps me. Finally, cat-like reflexes. 6 purple AP. Swap up to 4 random enemy special tiles to the bottom row and deal 56 damage to the target. So you can swap up to 8 enemy special tiles to the bottom row, which goes horizontally, and do up to 2,690 damage. All right, so, I mean, again, she's not on every team, but her ability to manipulate, eliminate, and increase special tiles is not a useless skill.
Yeah, it's just not really...
The fact that her tile destruction does damage is nice.
Yeah, it's just not really good enough to use as, like, you know, in your primary team.
Yeah,
like it's
right. She, I mean, she's not like a... All right, we got Patsy here. She's going to buff our stuff and eliminate the other people's stuff. Someone's going to soak up the damage, and this other person's going to do damage. She's like, I'm okay-ish.
Right.
If you have to use me, you won't be as sad as if you have to use, I don't know, North Star?
Comes to mind.
Talos, Super Skrull.
Oh, man, I'd forgotten Super Skrull was a character again.
So, do we have an infographic? I think she's someone who I'm working on. 214. That's acceptable. She'll get there someday. She's relatively new for me, so I gotta hop over here and take a quick look to see if... Yes, Craig has the perfect build of 544.
Yes, that's right.
And I have the opposing build of 355.
Right. I like that both of your Hellcats are arch nemesises, or at least, like, good evil doppelgangers. So yeah, there you go. Patsy Walker, Hellcat.
It's Patsy!
That's what's, It's Patsy. That's what's here in, it's what's always sunny in Xandar.
Willie, do you have any mail?
A little bit. First, local news announcement from Alpha Team.
All right.
He tells us that in local news, free sheets, sub fries, and drink using code TRUCKYEAH in the app until the end of the month, 9/28. So you can get a sub, fries, and a drink, either a coffee or a soda, using code TRUCKYEAH. So,
at sheets? Yeah.
Just once or every day? Or
It really didn't say. It's their thank you for truckers. So all it's supposed to be for truckers, but I think it really just works for anybody.
Yeah, I want some free sheets food. I am aware that it is a gas station, and being excited to eat at a gas station should bring me lots of shame. But it is very tasty and very comforting. So,
hey, all I'm excited about is Schwings are back, and that's all that matters.
Are they?
Oh, delicious.
You've been waiting for Schwings for a while.
I know, they came back. I've had them twice since they've been back.
They're just Sheetz brand wingdings, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
What I found funny is I still have the coupons that they sent me in the mail when I complained when Schwings went away. So they sent me some coupons for some free entrees. So I think I'm going to use my coupons that I used for or complained about no Schwings. And use the coupons to buy Schwings. So, you know.
Is Alpha here yet? Because I want to know more, like, is it a meatball sub? Is it a cold sub? Is it a hot sub?
I don't know.
Is it a 6-inch?
I Googled it, and it's any sub, I think.
Wow.
You can Google
and
it.
And fries and a drink?
Yeah.
Man.
So, also, over on the D3 forums, TJ Author says, in addition to Emma Frost, Mind Palace could be a reference to Jean Grey, who used to refer a lot to her mind palace in the abortive Chris Claremont run in the wake of the first X-Men film.
Oh, but I don't need another Jean Grey.
However, that doesn't make much sense given that Jean's already got a 5-star. So if we assume that palace refers to the palace at Versailles and mind refers to the mental discipline of martial artists have...
Oh, you jerk!
That's a great turn!
That was just wrong.
Yeah, he was sandbagging that the whole way. I loved it.
That was good.
What a great misdirect. Keep going, Ray. Got to see it all the way through.
That was it. Batroc confirmed.
Oh, okay. I thought it was such a like an established schtick on the show. Like, we don't need an explanation. As soon as he gets you to either France or martial arts, we know where it's going, and we're like, yes, we got there.
Yeah, oh, man, that had me sucked in for a minute, and then bam. Batroc.
Now, the reason that I loved it, and that you were duped, I guess, having played this game once or twice before, that being Marvel Puzzle Quest, what, I mean, other than trying to turn it around to say, Batroc, like, what about the history of Marvel Puzzle Quest thinks that the development team looked at the character list, thought, yeah, we have plenty of that character. Let's not add more. Right. And moved away from Gene.
Well,
that
the same team that was like, yeah, we got a plenty of Hulks and plenty of Spider-Man. We should throttle back. No, you double down and you add even more.
We got two Spider-Man in back to back.
Right. So why not a 4-star adult Gene? That's good at fighting just single players. And when it's groups, she's doomed.
That would be funny. Where she does more damage when there's only one person left, but she does less damage when there's more than one person on the opposing team.
Right. Well, that's still exciting.
There's a mechanic for you, developers. Damage goes up as victims go away.
There already are powers like that, aren't there? Like,
somebody does that.
Yeah. Captain America does, doesn't uppercut. He does,
the coup de grace thing, that blasts you for a gajillion points of damage. Yeah. And Rise powers like that too.
Instead of spreading her gauntlet powers, it get between two guys. Yeah. She doubles it and focuses it on one guy. Doesn't the same thing happen with 3-star Spider-Man?
I don't know what he does do.
His yellow, when the going gets tough, if your other two allies are downed, it does even more damage.
I don't know.
I like that suggestion.
Okay. I tried not to play with Spider-Man, so.
I'm going to believe myself.
Except 1-star Spider-Man. I use that one every day.
Right.
The new Jean Grey can be old girl Jean.
Yeah.
Would that make her like mom jeans?
Nice.
On that note, the mailbag is empty. Thanks, Will.
Wow. Yeah, short mailbag, too. This is going to be a record short show.
No way. We're cruising.
All right, then. Once again, I am Hans.
Oh, and I am Franz.
This samurai's quick on the draw here.
He's never been not that good at Google. He's the, I don't want to say the best because I don't want to create a competition, but.
All right. Well, right now,
his Googling is strong.
I just want to pop you up.
You up. Nice. Let's see, before we get too deep into this mom jeans commercial, because when you're tired of being a woman and you just want to be a mom,
that's right.
Mom jeans. Boosted 3 stars. Captain America, super excellent. Tons of red damage, and his yellow protect tiles will be increased. Captain Marvel, her red photonic blast will be increased. Falcon, bigger purple shields, and better tile buffing, probably with his, let's say, yellow. Iron Man, he does some things. I want to say his blue AoE and his red damage dealing abilities will both be increased. Kamala Khan, her green AoE is increased, as is her healing, I believe, her yellow. Let's see, these 4 stars, they're doing stuff. They're doing things. Blade is boosted again? I don't remember last week as well as I pretend to, but Blade is possibly boosted. I feel like I played some of this game, and I feel like I recently just used Blade. Did I not?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
he was. Wasn't he a required character on one of the nodes?
Yeah, I thought he was one of the boosted characters in something. What is going on? Where am I? come on, me.
I mean, 9 chances out of 10, you were playing The Hunt.
That's possible. I had some opportunities. His red strike tiles and his red damage are both boosted, as is his green AoE. 4-star Luke Cage. Fiddle faddle, tons of damage.
Oh, so good.
And then bigger protect tiles, stronger debuffing, and more damage from heroes for hire. Let's see. Miles, recently in the crash of the Titans. More damage from surprise, and more damage from Venom Blast. Good old War Machine is boosted. More blue damage, more green damage, and bigger attack tiles from the red. X, number 23. Green damage, and better strike tiles, better red healing, and the trap tile damage from tracking prey also superior.
Before you move on to the fives, Samurai did confirm Blade was on the list for 9-8 to 9-15 and 9-15 to 9-22.
Okay. Well then. I'm not going crazy, but there's been a lot of Blade recently. Let's see what Archangel's up to, because he is the first of our boosted 5-stars. His blue is dealing more damage. Green's dealing more damage. Hey, aerial superiority will do more damage.
Makes me want to watch Lucifer again.
Does he do that?
No.
Oh, the picture. Yeah. I didn't make it to the picture yet.
No.
I'm just here up at the words that tell me who's all boosted. Beta Ray Bill. People seem to like that guy. He's versatile. He's doing stuff. Scuttlebutt damage, stronger protectiles, and more damage from the clash of the worthy. Black Bolt's doing stuff. His quasi-sonic whisper scream. It's a two power situation, isn't it?
It is a whisper to a scream.
Okay, good. Well, they both do damage.
Who sings that?
What's that?
Whisper to a scream.
I have no idea. Is that a song?
Yeah.
Duran Duran, View to a Kill? I don't know.
I don't even know what you're guessing.
I don't know what Whisper to a Scream is.
He's derailed me to a point where I can't recover because I don't know how to help him to where he's headed.
Whisper to a Scream by Soho.
You just made that up.
Okay.
I did not.
Yeah, I'm also skeptical about your claims. Speaking of that particular derailment, did you guys get my text before the show?
Oh, yes.
Was I correct?
I didn't get a chance.
It took me two.
Okay, it took me two. I was expecting Ray to get it in.
Oh.
I said you were going to get Hurdle in one.
I had not played Hurdle in many a long time, and was Hurdle always owned by that music company?
No, Spotify bought it out.
Okay, I'm like, because it took me to the link, and I'm like, wait a minute, I knew it used Spotify's playlist before, but now it seems to be owned by Spotify.
Yeah, I think it's officially a Spotify product now.
Yeah, that's a one.
Yeah, did you listen to it?
Just now, I heard those drums and went, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. 6-year-old me knew that song in one note.
Oh, my God, apparently Whispers to a Scream was covered by so many people.
Oh, and finally, before I go, Ghost Rider, the 5-star variety, is boosted. His Chain Whip / Judgment Day will both do more damage, and Damnation will be doing more damage. Let's see what Samurai can tell us about this. Samurai says, nope, Samurai short-circuited when he saw Beta Ray Bill on the list and got angry. So he said, here is a recipe for cherry cola barbecue sauce. I feel like changing this just to antagonize Craig, but I won't. Nope, I'm lying. I will. A 12-ounce bottle of Hunt's delicious chili sauce.
What, am I in prison?
Yeah, the manners.
So Heinz, 12-ounce bottle of Heinz chili sauce. Cup of cherry preserves. Listen, Ray, post this somewhere else. If you are interested in this recipe, please check out the infographic for this
week. Yeah, and if you do want to find the infographic this week or any other infographic, you can go to puzzlewarriors3.com, find the episode in question, and there will be a link to the infographic on that episode's webpage.
More importantly, right now in the Discord, I posted the link to It's Icicle Works, Birds Fly, Whisper to a Scream. That is the song that I had in my head there.
Oh, Icicle Works.
That's what it says.
I'll YouTube that at the end of this. Yeah, but if you want to look up episode 353, there's a delicious, I can't claim that, I've never tasted it. There is a recipe for cherry cola barbecue sauce, which sounds delicious if you like what appears to be a slightly sweeter barbecue style sauce. Hey, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's head into a shape which has many sides. Which has been brought to us by Terrified.
Ah. Oh.
Last week, Ray, we had the Vanguard versus the Rawhide Kid. How'd that go?
Yeah, we did. How do you think it went? Vanguard can stop bullets. So, strangely enough,
can he stop two bullets simultaneously?
Strangely enough, though, Rawhide Kid still managed to get 29% of the vote, but that's not enough. So, Vanguard, moving on.
All right. This week, who you got?
I have a handsome young gentleman with a dome similar to the size of my own. His name is Samuel Stearns, the leader. He used his exposure to gamma radiation to watch his brain get gigantic instead of his muscles. And has been menacing the Hulk ever since.
Yeah, it's true.
He uses his super intellect to hatch sinister plans to defeat the Hulk. I would guess rarely, probably never successful. But he is, he does have, I want to say energy blasts, but his super intelligence will allow him to solve any problems that my opponent presents. So I will be prepared.
I think I've got a lot of problems for you.
Okay.
Because the leader is going up against the Stranger. The Stranger, if you are not familiar with...
I'm not. Tell me
more.
He
has cosmic and psionic powers that are comparable to Galactus, Celestials, or the Watchers.
Mm.
He's considered an omnipotent entity.
Mm.
By his own account, he is a composite being possessing the combined strength and intellect of billions of humanoid beings who once lived on the planet Gigantus.
Gigantus Ween.
You remember Ego, the living planet?
Yes.
Stranger made him.
Mm.
Oh.
Created him out of whole cloth.
So you're saying the leader's got this one in the bag.
I do have poor fighting skills, but generally it doesn't matter because intelligence, strength, speed, and energy projection are all at sevens. Like, they are maxed out. So, yeah, omnipotent being.
Yeah, but I'd like to point out that as many recent issues of Hulk have told me, when you've got the gamma, the green door is always available, and you are, you know, really unstoppable.
Right. So maybe the leader could use the green door?
Yeah.
To, right. So here's my concern, possibly about the Wikipedia where we get this information. Ray, could you describe for me the Stranger's intelligence again? How many millions of geniuses crammed into one?
It says billions.
Billions. Billion. So billions of the smartest humanoids who have ever existed smashed into one intelligence gives you the Stranger. And his intelligence is ranked at a 7. The jump from 6 to 7 must be enormous. Because the leader is ranked at a 6.
Right.
So a guy who is considerably smarter than most people is apparently 7 is just phenomenal. 7, 1 billion leaders smushed together is the jump from 6 to 7.
And yet somehow on the same list, Reed Richards will be a 12.
I'm sure. That guy's crafty. He went to a Ivy League school, I assume. Plus, cosmic rays.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately for me, I mean, there's a chance the leader could come up with a plan. I don't know how fast things go down in the
many-shaped,
Hexagonagon. Yeah. If I have time, maybe I could come up with a plan, but I don't know.
By the way, I looked up Reed Richards, and on this scale, he is a 6.
Wow, equivalent to the leader. Yes, I got a chance now.
So, yeah, I need to post a thing in the Discord so that people can vote.
Well, don't post a thing. Post the Stranger and the leader.
Okay, I'll try. But I was all set on the thing.
Mm.
You can either vote on the shape of the old man's face for the Stranger or the Hulk symbol for the leader. I just got an alert that Sneaky B15 is playing Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Hey, that's fair. But then how will I get a little alert that says, Ian, please open Steam?
So, you can vote in the Discord channel, Puzzle Warriors Discord channel. If you want to send me an email or post on the Reddit or D3 forums, all that works.
All right. Let's see the vote. Next week, kids, we got a barn burner as we head into round 3.
Oh, we're round 3 already?
Round 3.
Wow.
We got 2 massively empowered space combatants. You've got Galactus. You've heard of him.
I've heard of
versus
him.
Versus Howard the Duck.
It's close. Too close to call. Let's try to keep people focused on the Stranger versus leader now. But yeah, based on your description, it looks like in the next round, it's going to be Howard the Duck versus Stranger.
That's what I'm thinking.
You guys are trolling. The leader is ahead. The leader is currently ahead. Everybody needs to go vote.
I voted for the leader. I mean...
Some Craigs just want to watch the world burn.
Man, I watched that the first new episode of the Rick and the Mortys. That was something.
I have only seen one, but yeah, it's something.
Yeah, I just saw the first one as well. Ian, you ready to open a token?
I am.
Oh my god, what happened? What? Why do I have a red number 43 on my recruit screen? Jeebus.
On your recruit screen.
Were you playing all the events? Because there's 2 PvE events going on.
I guess so, because holy smokes.
I was so confused that I was, again, because we live different lifestyles. Hey, what happened? Nice. I don't think the little recruit, it depends on where I click on it, because on the main screen, the little red circle is even less than on the zoomed in screen. Like, on the main screen, my recruit heroes just says 99 plus, like it's supposed to. And then on, but then when you go into that, there's the offers tab, the vaults tab, and the recruits tab. And the recruits tab is $9.99 plus. So I was like, man.
Usually by Wednesday, mine says like 2 or 3, you know, which whatever, however many legendary tokens I have to open.
Right. I mean, you know, this really just all started because we did token opening on the show, and there were a couple times when I didn't think I would have a token to open on the show, so I just started hoarding, and then I got hooked. Now,
hooked on hoarding.
I have too many. Let's see what... Oh, it's a 5-star! This is throws my whole plan out of whack. I should have known this was going to happen. It is a Cosmic Course Kamala Khan. So here was the situation that I was in moments ago, and I'll be able to navigate this probably with minimal effort. But I have 2,000 hero points, and I thought these two people that I've got dying on the vine were just going to get rostered, because why not? But then I got this 5-star, and I was like, surely I don't already have this. I'm going to have to spend those hero points on Kamala Khan. But in a crazy twist, that takes my Kamala Khan to a 202.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I will be able to end up recruiting both Puck and Reptile, who I don't currently have.
Wow, you didn't have Puck. Okay.
Dude, there's so many force. While you're doing your things, I'll tell you about all the things that have slipped through my grasp in my lifetime. But Ray, you just doing one?
Yeah, I'm just doing one.
Cool. Why don't you go next?
I am. And you took the 5-star. I got a 4.
Nice.
2099. Miguel O'Hara.
All right, I got 8 of these things. First, Lockjaw, Anti-Venom, Marika, Nightcrawler. Yeah, Ian took all the 5-stars. Blob, Wasp, Doc Ock, and Prowler. Yep, all 4-stars. Sad times. Oh,
sorry, dude. I haven't gotten a 5-star in a while, so that was a fun surprise. So, Ray, to answer your semi-inquiry... I currently, until I will take care of this, it'll drop to 6 here in a moment, but I currently have 8 unrostered 4-stars, being Age of Apocalypse Beast, Gertrude Yorks, Gore, Hulkling, Mantis, Puck, Reptile, and Rhino.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah, Mantis, I feel like I should have Beast and Mantis by now, but I do not. The other ones all feel, air quotes, relatively new to me.
Sure. I don't know, I feel like Puck has been around forever, but that's just because he's an old comic book character.
Right. I feel like he's somewhat newish. I feel like he's at least newer than Beast and Mantis.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the list of people that I read aloud.
Yeah. I mean, I'm no historian on MPQ, but that sounds accurate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Thanks as always.
Yeah, thanks as always to this guy.
This guy. What we got? Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is named the Soon to Be Named Network, can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. It is a site that will take you to any of the great podcasts that exist on the Soon to Be Named Network, which include this show and several other excellent shows. So check us out for a complete archive of all the shows and links to all of our own pages. Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
So check me out. Oh, I think I told Ian the other day I got anniversary time, so I got some, you know, Devil Dinos this week.
That was nice. That's cool.
Maybe I told Ray that.
How many years are you in? 7?
We had this conversation and we did the math.
Oh no, yeah. I lost it.
Today was 2,922.
That is just over 8 years.
Okay.
When we did the math, it was 7.99.
Okay.
I got another Devil Dino coming up on Friday, so I got that going for me. And it looks like a Taskmaster 2 days after that.
Oh, my. You got all sorts of juicy stuff coming down. That means I will eventually. Should be a couple weeks before I get there.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah, I got this I wanted to share. You see that framed in Discord?
Yes.
That's right. First one.
Oh, you got today's in one?
Yep.
Oh, let me click on
it. Hold on. Give me a second and try to remember back to when I played it earlier. Sorry, now that you're mentioning that, first of all, whoever added, which I'm sure it was Jeff, the subsection of this Discord to involve daily games that are both played on phones, I love that portion. Thank you. It's opened up a lot of exciting new games for me. Some of them I didn't love, and I have moved away from them. And one of them is glitchy, so I can't help but cheat. But the rest, I finally made some real strides, because I do it every night with my son. And he nailed Global today, and I was so proud of him. He's usually, You know, when we started doing global, I mean, he didn't know the difference between a state and a country. And now he got, I mean, today just worked out really well. He got it in like three, because he guessed China. It was like 15,000 kilometers away. He said, okay, how about Brazil? And I said, okay, it's like 700 kilometers in Brazil. And he goes, oh, okay, everything borders Brazil except for Chile. Guess Chile. And I was like, you're the best kid I've ever had. I'm trying to remember what framed was. I don't even have my phone handy, but I was also I feel like I was successful.
I did not recognize that screen.
I've covered it up.
However, it does have an ad telling me there's a TV show version of Framed. I'll probably be way better at that.
No, it is not. You think it is. Oh, so Ray, I didn't get it in one, but I wish I had. The only thing that I thought of was when I saw that vehicle and the quality of the picture that was in one, the first thing I thought of was Uncle Buck.
Oh, sure.
And I was like, oh, I'm surprisingly close.
Yeah, you are. Ah,
I agree, Samurai, but I've seen that movie maybe one or two times in my life, so I didn't remember any of the details other than the theme of the movie.
I've only seen it once. I'm glad I didn't think about Uncle Bob because I would have definitely guessed that.
Well, that I guessed all. I don't know why I saw that car and I just started guessing John Candy movies. I was like, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and it didn't even exist. And I was like, never mind.
That's always annoying.
Yeah, but anyway, that was great. So you got Framed in one and Hurdle in one.
Yeah, I got to try these other ones.
Have you guys tried, this is not relevant to this show, and I've gone on a super tangent, but the one Movie Hurdle or Movie Dull?
No.
It's just the word movie plus D-E-L. It is challenging. They show you, it builds like anything else. So the first thing you see is the entire movie played at a speed so fast, the entire movie flashes by in 1 second.
Oh, it just looks like a big pixelated image to me.
That's post-Hurdle.
No, I'm on moviedull.io.
And you got a pixelate? Oh, you've got a, did you try it? Like the first, like it should show you scenes from the movie, 1 second's worth of all the scenes. And it's just this crazy blur. And then you get a 2 seconds and then 3 seconds and 4 seconds and 5 seconds.
Is there supposed to be a play button or something?
Yes.
Oh. I have name, movie, reload, and skip. I don't see a play button.
I've already done all these, so I don't know how I can investigate. Let me see if I can.
We should wrap this up so I don't have to edit all night.
Right. Right. I don't see a pixelated image. You are seeing something different than I am.
Oh.
At the top of my screen, I see Likewise TV, and then I see M-O-V-I-E-D-L-E, and then there's a play button in a blank black screen and the word guess beneath it.
All right.
You should try it. Did you go to likewisetv.com?
No.
Oh.
Yep. You're looking at something I've never seen before, but I want to.
I went to moviedle.io.
Oh, I don't know what that is. The one that I'm at is called likewisetv.com.
I like this one.
The one that Craig took you to?
No.
Oh, the one that blurs by in a quick second?
Yeah, the correct one.
That one was dope. Well, likewise, I like that one too.
Likewise TV tells me that all my streaming services are in one place.
Dude, all I did to find this was type the word however you spell movie, D-L-E, into Google, and the first thing that came up was this game. Anyway.
Wrap up the show, Craig.
Yes, someone stop doing this show, and then we'll go play games.
All right. Oh, it's moviedull.app, not .io.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was cool. All right.
He's still not doing it.
I'm done now. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here. PuzzleWarriors3.com, soon to be the all those online 1 minute check games.com.
Yeah.
Because we got that.
I like Samurai suggesting PuzzleWarriorDolls.com. PuzzleWarriorDolls3.
.io.app.
Right. You have to listen to the podcast in like super fast forward and try to pick out any Marvel Puzzle Quest references we make.
What you can do is you can play clips from this show. And people who listen to this show would be able to tell you what episode that was, and we would have no idea ourselves.
Yeah, that would not be a fun game. Please don't do that. Please spend less of your free time involved with this show.
I think that would be amazing. This episode, the first time we heard, dental plan, Lisa needs braces, what episode did that happen in?
Sounds terrible.
Somebody out there knows how to program stuff and edit audio. They can make that happen. anyway, comment suggestions, please shoot them at Ray. Especially tell us how the leader wins this week, because I want to know. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner. It's the end of the summer. Buy yourself something nice. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it's Charles to the max. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.